Sadhana. Just sit alone for an hour. No reading, no television, no phone, no communication, nothing. Just see, in the course of this hour, what thoughts dominate your mind, whether it's food, sex, your car, your furniture, your jewelry, or anything else. If you find yourself thinking recurrently about people or things, your identification is essentially with your body. If your thoughts are about what you would like to do in the world, your identification is essentially with your mind. Everything else is a complex set of offshoots of these two aspects. This is not a value judgment. It is just a way of knowing what stage of life you are at. How quickly you want to evolve depends on your own choices. Soak the intellect in awareness. In the yogic system of classification, the mind has 16 dimensions. These 16 fall into 4 categories. There is the discerning or discriminatory dimension of the mind, or the intellect, the buddhi, the accumulative dimension of the mind, or memory, manas, which gathers information, and what is called awareness, chitta, which is beyond both intellect and memory, the 4th dimension, ahankara, we discussed earlier, the aspect of the mind from which you derive your sense of identity. The 1st dimension, the intellect or the buddhi, is crucial for your survival. You are able to discern a person from a tree only because your intellect is functional. You know that you must walk through the door, not through the wall, only because your intellect is functional. Without this dimension of discernment, you would not know how to survive on this planet. On more complex and sophisticated levels, intellect has contributed immeasurably to human culture and civilization. The problem of our times, however, is that the intellect has taken on a disproportionately important role. Modern education has encouraged a completely lopsided development of this aspect of the mind. The essence of the intellect is to divide. So humanity has embarked on a journey of wholesale division, discrimination, and dissection. We have split everything. Even the invisible atom has been split. Once you unleash the intellect, it splits everything it encounters. It does not allow you to be with anything totally. Although it is a wonderful instrument for survival, it is also at the same time a terrible barrier that stands between you and your experience of the oneness of life. How do we address this problem? Yoga offers us a way. In our times, it is not just a useful strategy, it is perhaps our only chance of reversing a journey that seems to be taking us headlong towards self-destruction. The intellect is becoming a barrier because you keep it constantly dipped in the accumulative part of the mind, your memory, manas. Examine this for yourself. You will find that every thought that arises in the mind has its roots in data you have already accumulated. The data may be gathered consciously or unconsciously. In any case, this basically means your intellect is perpetually immersed in the past. In such a state, nothing new is now possible, and so the intellect loses its edge and becomes a trap. The accumulative part of the mind is, to put it simply, just society's garbage bin. It is merely a heap of impressions you have gathered from outside. Anybody you encounter stuffs something into your head and moves on. Your parents, teachers, friends, enemies, preachers, the news anchors on the TV, just about everyone. You have no choice about who to receive from and who not to receive from. The moment you say, "I don't like this person," you often end up receiving much more from him or her than anybody else. You have the ability to process the information you receive, but that is all. Your ability to merely recycle the garbage you have picked up is what the mighty intellect has been reduced to. The blitzkrieg of information that your mind receives daily enters you only through your five sense organs. Your sense organs, as we have seen before, always perceive everything only in comparison. Where there is comparison, there is always duality. Suppose I were to show you my hand. While you are able to see one side, you cannot see the other. If I were to show you the other side, you won't be able to perceive this first side. Human perception through the sense organs is always piecemeal. It can give you an illusion of completeness, but can never comprehend the whole. When you keep your intellect dipped in this limited, fragmented, accumulative dimension of your mind, you draw conclusions about life that are completely distorted. The more people become engrossed in thought, the more joyless they become. It is unfortunate, but let me be clear. Thought in itself is not a problem. People who think with clarity should be joyful. Unfortunately, for many people, the more they think, the more incapable they become of smiling. The problem is just that they have enslaved their faculty of discernment to the limitations of their sense perception. But the same intellect can be sharpened if you allow it to soak in the other aspect of your mind, your awareness, chitta. If you want to reach your ultimate nature through the mind, you need to make the intellect truly discriminatory, in the ultimate sense. This does not mean dividing everything, good and bad, right and wrong, high and low, heaven and hell, sacred and profane. Instead, all it means is learning to discern the real from the illusory, what is existentially true from what is psychologically true. If you soak your intellect in your awareness, the discerning dimension of your mind can turn into a miraculous tool of liberation. It can become razor sharp, slice through what is true and untrue, and deliver you to a different dimension of life altogether. Learn to place your intellect in the sheath of your awareness rather than in the slack of memory and identification. Once you do this, this tremendous instrument can cut its way effortlessly towards the ultimate.